we'll move along to Washington State coach Mike Leach. The Cougars are on the road at Oregon this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. The first question comes from Steve Mims, the register guard.
Yeah, Mike, you just talk about 2 wins on the road so far this year. That showing anything to you of your guys and some improvement to be able to go on the road twice and win so far?
Well, I think we've improved. We're just a group that needs to be a little more consistent. And I think that's definitely a positive sign. But we got plenty of other stuff to improve on. Got to focus on that.
You talk about obviously a different challenge this week with Oregon, but just kind of how you prepare to face them and what you've seen out of them.
Well, I think that just continue to focus on being the best team that we can be and, you know, do it over and over and put together constant good practices. And Oregon's got a lot of talent, that sort of thing. But we got to just focus on ourselves and go out there and be as sharp, be as precise as we can be and do it for a consistent period of time.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, at times you've seemed to be more apt to go for it on fourth down where maybe traditionally the situation might call for a punt or field goal or whatever. Like the other night, I guess fourth and 8, I think you converted and went in and scored. What was your thought process at that time?
Well, a lot of it, is how the game's going, and if we've got kind of a read on what they're doing defensively, or what we expect to get, and then do we get it, that type of thing. So it's the simple way to say it is, do you think you can get it? But there's factors that play into it. And then also, what do you give up if you don't get it, which is kind of where you're at on the field. What time is it in the game? What's the score? But then also, what's your sense of what they're doing defensively compared to what you're doing on offense and just your overall odds of getting it. I think odds are in favor of people going in on fourth down more than they do, but I don't think you want to be reckless either.
Have you heard about that high school coach in Arkansas who never punts by any chance?
Yeah, I've talked to him before. He's been doing that for a while. And I think there's a couple other guys out there. I'm not willing to go that far with it. But, you know, the thing is the material kind of supports most of what he does. I think the thing that you got to keep an eye on that is it's not it's not there's an inconsistency to it a little bit. Like one example would be, I think if you went for it, went for 2 every time, I think in the end you'd come away with more points, but they wouldn't be as steady of points. Because you might be able to get as many as 2 out of 3 2-point conversions, but it wouldn't be as consistent and steady where, you kick it, you can count on that nearly every time. If you go for the 2-point conversion, you get one, then you miss one, you miss one, you miss one, you get one, you get one, you get one, you get one, you miss one, you miss one, so it's a little more uneven. That is, his approach for it is pretty interesting.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Sam Delacruz, ESPN.
Hi, Coach. In terms of the coach's poll, are you in favor of that poll making up 1/3 of the BCS stand-ins?
I suppose. I haven't given it much thought, but you do need a way to kind of figure that whole thing out. And until there's a real extended playoff system, I suppose that's as good as any.
How much time and thought do coaches really put into the poll?
I think it varies. I think it varies to a lot to none.
Thanks.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance.
There are no questions at this time.
That'll do it, Mike. Thanks for your time. Good luck at Oregon this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.